Allow me to bring us a message from Psalm 23 and John 10:10. We'll be picking our scriptures from there. And the title of the sermon is Abundant Living. And we shall be reading Psalm 23 together. The Bible says, we can read together, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Just stop right there. The Lord is He, your shepherd. If the Lord is not your shepherd, you are going to be in lack. So that it doesn't become just a normal text in the scripture that we go through without really putting into perspective the importance of being shepherded by Christ. The sheep follow the shepherd. Are you following Christ? Let's go back again to verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. You will not be in lack if the Lord is your shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths. Let's go back there. He guides me along right paths. Have I been walking in the right paths? If the Lord is your shepherd, you will walk in the right paths. Let's continue. He refreshes my soul. Even though I walk through the shadows of death, I shall fear no evil. Are you going through a season of testing? A season of trial? Are you feeling in your heart and in your life that it's like you are going through? You are going through. That is not your residence. Amen? It is not your residence. That condition, that situation is not your resident. I want to say to someone, going through this valley, you are only passing through. You are only passing through, and the Lord is passing through with you. He has not abandoned you. He is with you through the valley. He's a good shepherd. He has not put you in the valley as your place of residence. You are passing through. May you pass through with the good shepherd, because he's watching over you. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Even in that valley, the Lord is with you. Your rod, let's continue reading together. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. It's my prayer that your cup will overflow, that you'll experience the overflow of godliness in your life. And I'm praying also that there'll be an overflow in substance, because we are living in a physical world and we have physical needs. And that there'll be an overflow in your life in such a manner that it will be a blessing to many others as well. May the overflow come your way, even in the name of Jesus. I want you to make a declaration now that overflow is your portion. I declare overflow is your portion. You shall not be in want, because the Lord is indeed your shepherd. Father, we release your peace. We release your joy. We release your presence in the midst of your people. Holy Spirit, move and move in a special way. Meet every need Meet every situation. Let them experience the overflow of the Father. That is the reason we are here, Lord, that you may move in our circumstances, that you may turn things around, that we may know you are the Lord who ministers to us, even to the point of the overflow. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Surely, without doubt, I am sure. Are you sure? Are you certain? Are you without doubt? Are you convicted? I am convicted today that goodness and love, we also call it goodness and mercy. May you experience the goodness of God. Because he's a good God, and a good God all the time. He desires good in your life. Let's give a hand clap to Jesus. He is good. Good all the time. Even in the valley, he's still a good God. He's working good for you. Hallelujah. Even in the valley, his goodness has not changed. He's still the same God. Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. May goodness, love, and mercy follow you. Not for 2 days, not for 3 days, for all the days of your life. My prayer for us and for you and me, may we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Better is one day in the house of the Lord than 1,000 elsewhere. May we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Media, you can give us John 10:9-10. Sorry, I was preaching in the verse. It was not scripture reading. It was scripture preaching at the same time. Let's read together. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Hello, wait. Don't enter through the window. Yeah? Enter through the gate. Because Jesus is the gate. He is also the way, the truth, and the life. He is the door. He is the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Some versions say, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let's celebrate Jesus. He has come that you may have the abundance of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that in your presence we have all that we need. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Now, Lord, may your joy fill your people now. May your peace move in this congregation. Let every worry, every anxiety, oh God, be put at the feet of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, may you move in our midst and minister your goodness to us, Lord. That is the reason we came. We bless you, Lord. And we honor you because you have prayed this, even believing and trusting in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. You may have your seats. You know, in Israel, the way their sheep, I had the privilege to visit Israel and severally, and it's my prayer that you will visit Israel one day. And I'm just wondering the difference between the Israeli sheep and the Kenyan sheep. I think our sheep are a bit wild. I don't know, maybe it's because we have a lot of wildlife But what I notice about Israel is that when the shepherd starts to move, the sheep follow him. And the sheep know the shepherd's voice. And it's interesting that if anybody else comes and starts, you know, calling on the sheep, they will not respond to that shepherd. The sheep identify with their shepherd. It is my prayer that you will identify with the great shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. The sheep follow the shepherd. May you follow Christ that you may not be in want. Because the shepherd will take care of you. The shepherd takes care of the sheep. The good shepherd lays his life for the sheep. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who gave his life for you, who gave his life for me. He is the good shepherd. And he's saying, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. As you follow the shepherd, goodness and mercy and abundance becomes your portion. And we are talking about abundant living. Abundant living is not in the amassion of things. Abundant living is not about having so much money. Abundant living is not about living in a big house, and it is not bad to live in a big house. It is good, and it's a good prayer for us that God will bless you so much that you will have many rooms in your house. It's my prayer that God will bless you with abundance, so much money that you'll be able to honor God in your giving. Hello? You know, as you continue, you know, you are praying for a spiritual breakthrough. Hallelujah. That is the top list in most prayer requests. But are you ready to tithe? If God blesses you with a billion, are you ready to tithe 10% of that billion? Or it is easier to, you will start negotiating, you know, God. You know, 1 billion is a lot of money. So I think if I give 10% of 1 billion to the church, probably it's going to be too much money. It can't fit the offering basket. You know, you start negotiating how much that money is, and it becomes a challenge for you. Yet you ask for a financial blessing. Are you ready to bless the Lord also as he blesses you? I think God wants you to dwell in the abundance of his bounty. And I know you are asking God to come through for you in your finances. I'm talking to somebody. Are you still going to be coming to church on Sunday? Or are you going to be one of our online viewers? Because, or you'll be watching the service after 11, because you have recently joined one of the prestigious golf clubs and you have to go and, you know, and tea in the first tea at Muthaiga Golf Club or at Muthaiga Country Club. Let me tell you, as I tell myself and as I remind myself, the biggest challenge in the journey of faith is not when we are going through difficult circumstances or situations, because it is most likely that when you're going through that valley, that is when you are praying the most. It is just natural that when you are in difficulty, that is when you are praying the most. It is just natural. Because you know that God will meet your need. So your relationship with God most of the time is around your situations and your circumstances. And therefore, you find yourself praying more and more when you're facing challenges, difficult situations. And I'm praying that you will not have to relate with God in that manner. That God will be your friend. And that you'll be having that conversation with him. The biggest challenge is when God starts to bless you. And you start having abundance. You start having more money. You start living in this big place. You start driving this car. Abundant living is knowing Jesus Christ the giver of all things. Let me tell you that money can't forgive your sins. Money can't give you peace. Material things cannot comfort you. They will give you pleasure for a while. We need Jesus today than ever before. You know, sometimes when we preachers are preaching to you, you drive us to the place where we have to keep telling you about how you are going to be blessed. And you really love to say amen for those blessings, which is a good thing. But we also need to tell you that you need to walk right with God. Please give us Deuteronomy 28 so that we can pick the first portion. What the Bible says is conditional. Every blessing is conditional. Deuteronomy 28, I know I didn't give you that scripture media, but give us Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Can we read together? If you will fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord God will set you high above all nations. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord. It's conditional so that we don't pick the blessing and say, oh, you are you meeting the first need? Are you obedient? If the sheep does not follow the master, the sheep will be astray. And going astray, they are wolves. They are thieves, they are robbers. The place of abundance is the place of following the master. And as you follow the master will minister to your need. Let me tell you, Jesus knows your need. He understands everything you're going through. Is it likely that you are not prepared for the blessings yet? Are you ready to receive these blessings, the abundance that God is about to release in your life? Are you prepared? I think that we need to be prepared and prepared spiritually in order for us to be able to contain, maintain the abundance God is about to give us. Let me tell you, God is not a God of wastage. Remember, God kept an account of creation day by day. God is a God of accountability. We have to be good stewards of what God has given us. Then we shall experience the abundance of God. And I say again, abundance is not in the amassion of things. It's not about having a big house. Not about, and it's not bad. Not about having money. There's nothing wrong with that. But it can be a hindrance also. If you will not seek the Lord because of this prayer that has been answered, then most likely then it was not about God. It was about what God was giving you. So abundant living is about living in accordance to God's will so that we can experience his abundance. It is seeking God first. Seek God first. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Is it likely that in this generation we have turned it around? We are seeking these other things first and thinking about God after? May we seek God first. Seek first God's kingdom. Seek first God's righteousness. The moment we start aligning to seeking God, seek him and he shall be found, then you'll be able to experience abundant living. Let me take us to the first point. I share 3 points this morning. Number one, John 10:10, in the beginning of John 10:10, we talked about the thief who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that is going to be our first point. We have an enemy. We have the Savior. And we have abundant life. In John 10:10, talks about the thief who comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. And sometimes it may not be in such a direct way. You know, the devil is a schemer. The devil is a liar. His strategy has never changed. It is still the same. Steal, kill, and destroy. We have an enemy. There is an enemy within. There is an enemy without. We have to start dealing with ourselves first, because we are in a physical world and we face physical challenges and we face physical temptations. The devil is defeated in Jesus' name. You know, there was a conversation the devil had. Somebody talks about that and said in the conversation and in the discussion, the demons were giving the devil ideas about how to make Christians, you know, move away from their faith in Jesus. And one of the demons said, tell them that Jesus did not die on the cross. Then the devil said, no, that one we cannot challenge it. It's true, Jesus died on the cross, and that cannot be changed. Then another demon said, no, tell them that Jesus was never raised again. And the devil said, no, there was a testimony of many others who saw him. Then one clever demon said, keep them busy. Keep them busy. Being you under S, Satan's Y, yoke. The busyness today is making you stay busy. Chasing after things. In fact, when you ask, uko aje leo, how are you today? Some of the answers we are receiving, nina ngangana. Nuna ngangana. Yani, you are busy in the struggles. In fact, it is even more interesting when you ask people from my community, how are you? We are searching. In Kikuyu to say, negosharia. We even have a name, Masharia. You know, my name is Masharia. I am looking for things. Nikutafuta. Kutafuta. Busy searching. You are busy looking for money. You are busy. Too busy to pray. Too busy to read the Bible. Because you are looking for money. Too busy looking for possessions. Too busy looking for positions. I must get to the top. I must own that farm. I must drive that car. Abundant living is not in the amassion of things. Abundant living is in knowing Jesus. You have an enemy, and the devil has put many in the rat race. Let me tell you, your job is not your source of provision. I repeat, your job is not your source. God is your source. Let me tell you, the moment we understand the dynamics of the Great Commission, we will know that each one of us has been called to reach people. And in reaching people where we are, we make a difference for the kingdom. Let me tell you, where you are serving, do they know you are a Christian? You know, they were first called Christians in Antioch. They did not call themselves. They were called Christians because they carried with them the identity of Christ by their actions. Something is not right. Hello? We must go back to the original script. They were called. They did not call themselves. Today we are calling ourselves. Are we meeting the threshold? According to the indexes, We are 80%. Now you are silent on me. We are 80%. It is a good thing. We are 80%. Am I in church? We are 80%. All right. What is the corruption index? We are. Now you are silent on me. Is it possible that it is within the same context? 80%, right? Yeah? They are saying, on this side, they are saying it is 90%. So where is the problem? Where is the problem? The problem is a missional problem. Because we don't consider our workplaces as mission stations until we go to Turkana and Ilchamus. Listen carefully. Are you called to be the light of the world? Hello? Are you called to be the salt of the earth? Light does not shine in the light. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. I believe with all my heart that before any corrupt deal goes through, there is a Christian involved, or there's a Christian who has decided to look the other way. Hello? But if you chose to live like Daniel, like Shadrach, like Meshach, and Abednego, revival will begin with the house of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, God is talking about his people. It's a missional problem. Because you are going to work thinking that it is your business, it is your employment that is your source. The moment we will understand that you are on kingdom assignment, then the kingdom aligns to you. You are there because you are serving God. The Bible says, even in your eating and drinking, do it unto the Lord. It is the Lord who is your source. It is a missional problem. If we turn our workplaces, and I'm not telling you to pray every day in the office and stop working. I'm praying, may God give you the spirit of excellence. That you report early, you perform, you leave at the right time. You have the right conversations. I'm telling you, they will start calling you pastor. They will start calling you that. They will start calling you Christian. Because they can see Christ in you. God forbid, should it happen that one day we have a ruler in this country who says that all Christians should be arrested, would you be a candidate? Would you be a candidate for arrest? Or would they say, huyu tunamjua? When you go to that place and we know we are not drinking soda and we are not drinking porridge, we are drinking something else, they are drinking together with us. When we are relating with other girls and other men, he is together with us. Let me tell you, we must follow the shepherd. It is a must do. Otherwise, if we will just be living casually and doing things like everybody else in the world is doing, what difference is it making? We must follow the shepherd. There is an enemy. We must follow the shepherd in everything we do at home. What are you watching? Even in your phone. By the way, if Jesus would come in your sitting room, would you be comfortable with him watching what you are watching? Would you tell Jesus, hey, Jesus, let's watch this? Do you think Jesus would be comfortable? Would he cover his eyes? How about your phone? What is going on in your phone? Would Jesus be comfortable to read your text messages and the conversation in there? We must follow the shepherd. If anyone is to come after me, he must deny himself and take his cross daily. You know, there was this story about carrying the cross. In carrying your cross, these people were brought in a room and they were all told to carry their crosses. And they were carrying, you know, all different types of crosses and different sizes. I'm saying we have an enemy, and the enemy is the devil. So this one of them carried a small cross, another one carried a bigger cross. Then this guy who was carrying this cross that was big felt that it was too big for him, and he started cutting the, you know, the edge of the cross. Let me tell you, you must carry a cross, not on your chain, big enough to carry your body. Not the one on your chain. Big enough to carry your body. Jesus was crucified for your sake. And in following him then, you know, in following Jesus, we must follow him to the cross. Even when it is not comfortable. Abundant living is following Jesus and following Jesus even to the cross. I know that may not be a very familiar message. Is your cross big enough for you to be crucified in it? That is to say, in your life, can Christ be identified in the things you do, even in your speech, even in your conduct at home? Would your children say, yes, I know daddy loves Jesus? Can the house girl say, I know mommy follows Jesus? Or will they say something else? Abundant living is not about having things, but having Christ in your life. Then things shift around and everything will be attracted to you, because you are following Christ. Give a hand clap to Jesus. We have the Savior. We have an enemy, but we have the Savior. Jesus knows about your shortcomings. Jesus knows about your limitations. Jesus knows about your weaknesses. That's why he died on the cross for you and for me. Jesus paid the full penalty for your redemption. He paid the ultimate price for you to enter into the place of abundance. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Jesus paid the ultimate price for your redemption. Abundant living is in knowing that Jesus has paid the full penalty for your sins. If he has paid the full penalty for your sins, why don't you live for him? Why are you too busy to pray? Why are you too busy to follow the master? Yet, he gave it all for your redemption. You know, one day, do you know one day we shall stand before him? One day. How is it going to be for you? One day. What did you do with me? One day. What did you do with me? You know, sometimes when you are telling you to come to Jesus, we even sing songs to welcome you. You know, so that you may follow him. And if we don't tell you these things, they matter to Jesus. Every soul counts. Jesus died for all people. Jesus died for you. Of what good is it if you gained the whole world and lose your soul? At the end of this life, it will not be about how much money you accumulated, how much property you had. Do you know when they are reading the story of someone who has passed away and the eulogy, nothing is mentioned about things. People don't talk about the car they drove. They don't talk about the house they lived in. They talk about whether they knew Jesus or not. May we not chase things. May we follow the Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who died for us, the one who paid the ultimate price. Media, give me 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Jesus paid it all for you. If you've not given your life to Jesus, if you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, please, my brother, my sister, consider that today. It is important for you. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but with what? With the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Jesus paid the ultimate price for your redemption. May you live for Jesus Christ. Media, give us Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. Colossians 2, verse 13 to 15. When you are dead in your sins and in your uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Jesus has paid it all for you. Remember when they crucified people during the New Testament time, they will put the accusation on the cross, and they accused Jesus of being the king of the Jews, but it was still an understatement. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He took every accusation against you. He who had no sin was made sin for you, that you may become the righteousness of God. On the cross, he took the accusation of the thief. On the cross, he took the accusation of the murderer. On the cross, he took every accusation. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, the one who takes away your sins. There is no other sacrifice that was good enough for your atonement. Jesus Christ paid it all for you. Abundant living is in knowing that Jesus has paid the ultimate price for your redemption. Remember, we shall stand before God one day. It will not be about how much money you made. It will be about Jesus. Because he's the one we need today. The Savior of the world. He gave his all. What is this thing that is so difficult for you to give? You know, the place of abundance is the place of releasing all to Jesus. Remember, in Genesis 22, when Abraham is told to give his son, his only son, as a burnt offering sacrifice, it is in the giving that God said, surely I will bless you. What is this thing that is holding you back? That if God will tell you, give me this, that you will still say, oh no, this is mine. What are you holding on to? What is this thing that you're holding on to that you cannot let go? What is this thing that you're holding on to that has become a stumbling block in your journey of faith? What is this thing that you cannot release to Jesus and tell Jesus, you can have this, have it all? Take everything, but give me Jesus. And in the giving away of everything, it is in the receiving of everything back, because you have received the one who owns everything. I don't know whether it is making sense. In giving everything to him, you position yourself to receive everything from him who owns all things. I am better off with Christ than with anything else. Is that your prayer? Well, these other things matter the most. Jesus died for you. He is your Savior. May you live for him. We have the Savior. His name is Jesus. Come to him today and be free. Be free. Abundant life is found in Christ alone and not in physical things. In Christ alone. You want peace? Peace will be found in Christ, the Prince of Peace. You want joy? Philippians 4:4. The joy of the Lord. No, it is not Philippians. It is Nehemiah 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I'll say it, rejoice. Not rejoicing in the things that you have or are yearning for. I'm not saying it is bad to have them. No. But don't you think it is better to rejoice in the Lord, who is the giver of all things? Every good and perfect gift comes from above. James chapter 1, verse 17. Is it, Brother Simon? From the Father of heavenly lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Everything you have comes from God. In fact, you don't own anything. It is from him. Those ideas are from him. You know, your career, the place you have been appointed to serve, you are on mission. That is a mission assignment, that you may shine the light of Christ where you are. You know, Jesus must be seen everywhere, because he's your Savior. He's your Lord. He doesn't stop being your Lord after you leave the sanctuary. He is still the Lord tomorrow in your office. He is still your Lord during the week and in everything you do. Jesus is prominent. Let him be Lord and Savior in your situation. Even whenever you're going through difficult challenges in the office, call unto him. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and unsearchable things. There are things you cannot search. Don't go to Google search. He has already said there are unsearchable things. You see, the Bible is really up to date. Yeah. Over 2,000 years ago, and they knew you are going to be searching. There are things you will not search, but the Spirit of God will show you the unsearchable if you choose to seek him. Yes, true. He knows all things. Media givers, Acts 4:12. Salvation is found in Christ. Abundant living is in finding Jesus. In finding Jesus, you have everything you need in this life. Salvation is found in no one else. For there's no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. It is not by choice. it is a must. I must transition to my next point. We have abundant life. We have abundant life. The Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 4, delight in the Lord and he will give you what? The desires of your heart. Are you delighting in the Lord? Are you focused on loving him and devoting your life, your devotion to him? Or are you seeking other things? You know, when you talk about the presence of the Lord is with you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit indwells. Therefore, you are a moving temple. Every place you go, should be a difference. Because you represent God here. You are Christ's ambassador. Can you imagine you are representing heaven here? Have you thought about that? That God is counting on you in that office. God is counting on you in that business. God is counting on you in your career. You know, we must focus on him. Jesus is the reason why we live. In him, we live, we move, and have our being. It is in Christ. We are not driven by money. We are not driven by profit. We are not driven by possessions. We move and live in Christ. He is the source and the giver of life. Are you delighted about him? Are you following him? Is your life devoted to him? It is not in things. It is in Christ. In Luke 5:5-11, we'll read the story about Peter. When Christ called Peter, he was busy, you know, fishing the whole night, and he caught nothing. And reading from verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, when he had caught so much fish, I don't wish to go to the beginning of the verse, but I don't want to begin from verse 5. I just want to pick it from verse 8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." What does that have to do with the state of his heart? I want you to imagine that Jesus having a conversation with Peter, and he has been fishing the whole night and catching nothing. At this point, he has caught so much fish, and he's telling Jesus to get away from him because he's a sinner. What really happened? What was the transaction that would make Peter feel a conviction of the heart about the state of his sin? And what does he do? He calls Jesus Lord. He fell at Jesus' knees, a place of worship. Jesus was bigger than the fish that was caught. He realized, "I've been trying to fish the whole night. I'm imagining if it were you or me or somebody from the lakeside, we would have said, 'Wow!' Eh? Na hizi ni fish ama ni samaki?" Yeah, and we would all go to the market, to the shop. It's called the shop, the fish market, and make that quick coin, those quick shillings in the fish market. What brings Peter to the point of going to his knees and telling Jesus, "Lord, I am a sinful man"? Abundant living will lead to conviction of your heart so that you will honor God because of what he is doing in your heart rather than what he's doing in the physical things. Your blessing should not draw you away from God. Your blessing should draw you closer to God in realizing that he is indeed your source and that he gives you even more, you are, more than you are asking. He's a good God. Let's give a hand clap to Jesus. I can imagine that. I'm imagining it was in the afternoon and Peter is going back home and the conversation with his wife. Hi, Peter. Hi, dear. Sometimes you like calling each other Bay. Hi, Bay. How was it? Ah, it was a great day today. All right. I can see you've come home. Where is the fish? Then I can imagine Peter saying, you know, today I met this man called Jesus. We caught so much fish. Then the wife say, what happened? I left the fish and I have a new career. I am fishing men. Are you serious? I can't imagine the way the ladies talk. Are you serious? Yeah? Like in Kikuyu they say, haiya, we namawe. Are you sure that you can fish people? But Peter had found the best thing. He had found purpose. In Christ, when you find purpose, nothing else matters. It is not in the abundance of fish. It is in finding Christ that you find abundance. Amen. It is not in the fish. It is in the master. It says in verse 10, and so were James and John amazed at the catch of the fish. And the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid from now. You will fish people. Verse 11. So they did what? They pulled their boats up on the shore. Did what? They left the fish. And followed Jesus. They left everything and followed Jesus. If you were with Peter that day, would you have followed Jesus after such a catch? Or would you have said, let me go make some more money. Jesus, tuonane kesho. See you tomorrow. Unajua hii. This is a lot of money. I cannot give away this fish. They left everything and followed Jesus. You know, abundant life is in following Jesus. When you follow Jesus, we've just read Psalm 23, you shall not be in want. He is the one who owns everything. In John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, at some point it says, by him were all things made, and all things were made for him. He owns all things. Psalms 24 verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, including what you think is yours. Everything in it belongs to him. Walk with the Lord. He knows your needs. Abundant living is walking with the Lord who owns all things. And because you are walking with the Lord who owns all things, and the Bible says in Romans 8, we are co-heirs with Christ, then all things will be given to you as well. Are you following Jesus? Abundant life is in living all, and in following Jesus, you will receive all. Abundant life is in living all, and in following Jesus, you receive all. Everything was made by him and for him. The abundant life is a surrendered life. When you surrender to Jesus, you get full restoration. You know, we sing a hymn, I Surrender All. And I would like us to just, you know, review the words in that hymn. All to Jesus. I surrender. And we had a short conversation with Pastor Kiniti. It is very easy to surrender your problems to Jesus. And this hymn is not about surrendering your problems. No. You just not surrender your problems only. You are surrendering all. Have you surrendered all? All to him I freely give. Freely. Is there anything that you're not feeling comfortable about giving Jesus freely? You know, this morning in the first service, we were talking about the closet. And how our wives have so much in the wardrobe. Let me talk about, by the way, Sally, are you in the congregation? Where are you hiding, you know? Sally, where are you? My wife likes hiding behind pillars. Where are you? Oh, I see. You see? I told you. Sally, see mama. Sally, see mama. That's my wife. You know, putting up with a man like me. Sally, I love you and I appreciate you. You're a great woman. And thank you for praying for me. Thank you. Yes. Surrendering all. And you are in that closet. And sometimes, anyway, need to have supper leo before I say this one. Nikosawa. She said it's okay. She looks at, you must do these things, otherwise, my friend, the house will be occupied. So she looks at the wardrobe and says, she calls me Kim. She doesn't call me pastor. You know, we are friends. Kim, I have nothing to wear. Then I'm telling her, surely, Sally, this wardrobe is full. I have nothing to wear. And some of you are like her. You know, you are here. And you know, before you got into that closet this morning, you had to really do some press-ups to push the clothes. Eh? Which one now? You know, the other day at PBC Southgate, I mentioned this. I was surprised after the service. One of the men in the Bible study said, he has a suit in his closet that he has kept for how long? 14 years. 14. Do you think he's putting on that suit? Some of these things you have to give them away. They need to create space so that God can bring it into the place of abundance. What you have is a prayer request for someone else. I wish Pastor Edith was here. And every Wednesday, refugees and people in need are coming to the church asking for clothes to wear. And I know that whatever you put on, there are just about 10 dresses that you love the most. Why not keep those ones and give away the rest? It is difficult to give the things you love away. Can you imagine? Nguo. Address, and you're saying, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. Let us empty the closet. It is somebody's prayer in Turkana that they need to put on that dress and look good. I remember we did that in our house. And we said, all the clothes our children are not wearing, we are removing them. They were not in the house that day. So we got rid of them. And we brought them here. And I remember after the service on Wednesday, not on Sunday, on Wednesday, because the refugees come and take the clothes, I saw one of the refugees' boys from Rwanda wearing what was my son's T-shirt. And I felt so good. That there is something I can give. Let me tell you this. Listen. Each one of us has something we can give. You have something you can give away. Abundant living is not in the abundance of things. It is in how much you can give away. How much are you ready to give away? I didn't say that. It is the Bible that says that. It is more blessed to give than to receive. may we empty our closets. How many pairs of shoes do you need? And you can't wear them all at the same time. And you have such, your shoe rack and shoes are almost falling apart. Your shoe rack is full of shoes. You know, for men, I can at least understand men. Men will only buy shoes when they, you can see the ending of the shoe is turning around. And the socks, you know, we don't buy socks. Please buy socks for us, ladies. Their toe has to come out. You see, for men, the toe has to come out. That's when you buy a pair of socks. Yeah. Those are, I call those ones real men. Yeah, the toe mask. I won't tell you to remove your shoes. Eh? But I'm sure, if you see any toe coming out to breathe, that is a real man. I remember once when we were going for house visits, and I had a socks and a toe, my toe was coming out. You know, these days, you know, I'm not intimidated. And there are those homes you go and you have to remove your shoes. I removed my shoes. And my toe came out. And I was happy about it. It didn't make me feel uncomfortable. I just made fun of it. I said, even my toe needs to breathe, you know. Yeah, it's so suffocated. For some of us, we may not even go for fellowship because we are feeling so uncomfortable. Because the toe has come out to breathe. Do not be intimidated by small things. Serve God regardless. All to Jesus, I surrender. Is there anything you've not surrendered to Jesus? May you surrender to Jesus today. Abundant living is in finding Jesus and surrendering to Him. Let me invite Pastor Simon to come and just give that altar call. If you are here this afternoon, and you've not given your life to Jesus, you will always be in lack because He is not your shepherd. Give your life to Jesus. If you are here struggling and you have found yourself in the rat race, chasing all these things, may you come back where it matters. Come back to Jesus. May you seek the Lord when He may be found, and may He be found in your life. God bless you and have a blessed week. Pastor Simon.
Thank you very much, Reverend Victor Kimani, to give a coffee tenor.
To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. That offer comes through Jesus Christ. And Pastor Kimani has made it very, very clear. Couldn't be made any clearer than you've just made. And so the ball is in our court right now. Those who are here in the pavilion and also following the service all over the world. The ball is in your court. What will you do with the offer of God through Christ? Will you receive Jesus or will you reject Him? Abundant life is not in things. Abundant life is in the person of Jesus Christ. So if you want life, peace, joy, then receive Jesus. Jesus is a full package. Jesus is a full menu. If it's in terms of food, Pastor Victor, the vitamins, the proteins, the amino acids, the starch and everything we need. Everything is encapsulated in Christ. And so when you receive Jesus, you receive everything. When you receive Jesus, you are wealthy and you are rich. So the offer is in our courts. Today, as we stand, of course, and also go home, let's reflect on this offer. My prayer is this, that you receive Jesus even now. The pastors and deacons will be here. Pastor Kiniti is here. Pastor Sam Wambogo is here. Pastor Andrew is also here. They'll be around. Pastor Akaliche, Deacon Ewur, yes, Masolo, Deacon is also here. I am here. We are all here. after this, at the end of this service, you can come over to any one of us and you say, today, before I go home, I want to receive the best gift I can ever receive. And that is the Son of God, and his name is Jesus. I ask us to stand now as we sing All to Jesus, just one verse. God, that song we just sang is our surrender, is our response to the message today. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Victor and the clarity of the presentation of your Son Jesus Christ as the gift that has come from you that we need to receive abundant life. And that is our response. We surrender all to you. My God, I pray that this song will ring in our hearts, ring in our minds, ring in our spirits, ring as we go to our places of stay, and ring through this week, that those words shall be echoed from the depths of our hearts, that we surrender all, and that God, as these words come out of our hearts and spirits and minds, we shall look at the world from that perspective, that we have surrendered everything, all those gifts and talents and strengths to you, my God. May this song ring through the week, ring through the next month, which is the month of October. And truly, Lord, we surrender everything to you, including our families, including our nation, including our continent. We surrender everything. And God, we know by surrendering all to you, like Peter did in Luke chapter 5, then we truly receive overflow. We truly receive abundance. And we receive life that no one can take away from us. So once again, Lord, thank you so much for this message that we have received today. As we go into a new month, Lord, we know the gates of October are about to open. And my Father, I pray all of us will go into the month of October. And I pray from the beginning to the end of the month of October, Lord, you shall be king and you shall reign. And indeed, you'll take care of every one of us through the month of October. And for this reason, now you can open your eyes. For this reason, and lift our hands to God, we decree that Monday is blessed. Tuesday is blessed. Wednesday is blessed. Thursday is blessed. Friday is blessed. Saturday is blessed. Sunday is blessed. And next Sunday, you are coming back with a testimony. In the mighty name of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That breakthrough you have sought for so long is coming. Jesus is the way maker. He made the way through the Red Sea, made the way through the River Jordan. What is this thing in front of you? God is clearing it for you. And God is making a way for somebody in the pavilion, online, and also here. And I decree that in Jesus' name. And the blessings of God from Deuteronomy 28 verse 2 you share shall follow you as we obey the Lord every day of your life. So you are covered, you are protected, you are taken care of. God has made the provisions that you need. And I want to declare again based on Psalm 23 verse 1 that none of us listening to this message and these proclamations today shall lack. And God shall surprise you with the overflow. We can give a hand to the Lord. He'll surprise you, he'll surprise us with his overflow. And because of Jesus, as we go out, get to the parking lot. Please allow, let's allow each other to drive out in an orderly manner, and so that the message doesn't disappear through the roof. Eh? Yes, as we go out there, the Lord is with us. He'll take care of us as we go out, and we shall get to our homes very successfully. You'll enjoy your lunch, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.